Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just each one at a time introduce yourself, just say your name and you know, your title with BlackRock.
Sure, I'm Katie Hecklinger. I'm the Chief Program Officer at BlackRock Center for the Arts in Germantown, Maryland.
I'm Tori Coles, and I currently have a show at BlackRock Center called Juxtapositions in collaboration with City Dance.
Good morning. My name is Lorraine Spigler. I'm the founding artistic director of City Dance School and Conservatory. And it's an honor and pleasure to be partnering with BlackRock and Tori on the Juxtapositions installation.
Great. And thank you all of you for joining us. As they mentioned, it's the BlackRock Center for the Arts in Germantown, Maryland. And specifically, I mean, I know you all do a ton of stuff we can get to, but specifically wanted to talk to you about, you know, the new exhibit called Juxtapositions. So I guess let's start with Tori, since, you know, your sculptures are going to be on display. What exactly do we see? What sculptures we got going on?
Well, it's more than a sculpture. It's an installation. You know, I'm trying to create a huge installation that you walk into, you can interact with and become part of. And then I bring dancers in who add their own interpretation and bring the whole thing to life. And it's in this beautiful K Gallery at the BlackRock Center that's just gorgeous. And it's quite a show.
So it's mixed media in addition to the sculptures. Cool. Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures now. Yeah, it's way more than just sculptures. It's a ton of mixed media. Try to paint a visual picture. If I know it might be hard to describe abstract things on the radio, but describe visually what we see when we walk in.
Well, I think one of the first things you'll see when you walk in is there is a juxtaposition of the two sides. On the left side is mostly materials taken from our organic farm in Frederick County, Maryland, that are darker. They're rough, gritty, corrugated roofing and chain link fencing. They've been scoured by the time and the weather. It's a much more thoughtful, sort of more serious side. And those raw, gritty materials are juxtaposed with man-made, sophisticated, elegant brocades and laces. And so there's an interesting juxtaposition within that side that talk to each other, those different disparate materials talk to each other and change each other. On the other side is totally light and movement and joy. It's very colorful. And that's also made from things from the farm or things you might find on the street. They're not sort of typical artistic materials, but they've been transformed into something whimsical. But I think even with the seriousness on the left-hand side, there's joy in both sides. And I think that I try to find the joy in life when I put my work together. And I think that's reflected in the show.
That sounds great. Thanks for breaking down the juxtaposition between the sides. But real quick, before we move on, I want to get to the dance in a second. But real quick, you mentioned Frederick County. I'm calling you from Frederick County. I live in Frederick. My wife and I live in Frederick. Right. I grew up in Frederick County. So where are these materials scoured from? Exactly.
Well, Buckeystown Pike, just south of Buckeystown, Maryland. We have a farm there called Nick's Organic Farm. And we sell eggs right off the, you can buy, stop by, self-serve, and get eggs from the farm.
I know it well. We bring our dog to the vet there in Buckeystown.
Right.
Okay. Fantastic. Cool. Well, so, all right. So that's sort of, you know, visually what we see, the exhibit. But I know, like you just mentioned, it's also it's paired with, you know, dance and movement. So I guess let's bring Lorraine in here and describe, you know, what do we see, you know, how did you, you know, approach this dance-wise?
Well, I think from the very beginning, I think that this installation, as Tori spoke about it, it begs, it asks for, it demands dancers moving and interacting with beautiful hanging fabric and sort of art sculptures on the wall and items, rocks and all kinds of hoops and rings and all kinds of beautiful things on the floor and a beautiful sort of candle box where candles are lit and there's like brocade on the walls, but there's also corrugated metal. And so it's so interesting. We started this project with actually looking, you know, getting visuals of Tori's artwork, but then we went to her studio in Maryland where we were able to interact and bring the dancers in, and she was able to share her philosophy and share all these beautiful art pieces but not in the way that they would be laid out in the exhibit. And an exciting news is that yesterday, while the snow was starting to fall outside, we were at beautiful Black Rock Art Center inside the Kate Gallery with all the installation on the walls. And the dancers, for the first time, really experienced what it was like to be in that space interacting with the installation. And actually, to be frank, I think all of us that were there, Shannon, the videographer, Katie was there, Tori was there, other staff members from Black Rock, Irina Laptiva, who works closely with me with the conservatory. And we were in awe of how the dance and the artwork came alive. It's something that can only happen in the moment. The dancers saw for the first time what it was really going to be like. And actually, all the work that we had done in the studio and prep contributed in the moment to a responsive type of artwork. The product was process of all this beautiful, you know, the influence, Tori's beautiful sort of philosophy that matches ours about how this artistic statement is artistic truth. She can say it better than anyone, but we're on the same page. And yesterday, these beautiful young pre-professional dancers, award-winning dancers, were interacting with their own creative selves and with Tori's beautiful artwork and with the home and the beautiful environment that Black Rock created for this project. So we're just can't wait for people to see the promo video. We can't wait for them to see, to go in walking through the exhibit and experiencing themselves. I don't know if Tori wants to explain part of her beautiful wanting, you know, the beautiful experience is to have the audience, after they see the dancers interacting, experiencing it themselves. So this is a unique part of this exhibit.
Yeah, Tori, did you want to, like she said, do you want to speak to that, the audience experiencing after?
Yes, it's definitely designed for people to interact with, the visitors as well as dancers. But I'll tell you, it's so exciting to bring the dancers in, because talk about juxtapositions, the juxtaposition of the relatively static, hard-edged pieces that are in the room, and then the moving, living, soft, living dancers bring the whole thing to life. And that juxtaposition is just incredible. I don't know, Jason. It's exciting. The whole thing has been just such an amazing thing for me to be able to bring the dancers into that space with and have that installation in that big, beautiful room.
And yeah, Tori came to the studio. Tori visited our studios, spent time with our dancers. That was like magical. And that's when she shared even more of her philosophy. And it just kind of, it just came together with ours so beautifully.
Well, I think
if I could chime in, one of the things when you get to know Tori's work, and it's the juxtaposition that's found between these sort of gritty, harsh, materials that sort of reflect harsh, complicated, complex, challenging, dark times, and the juxtaposition of the beauty that's found in that's where in life you find resounding strength, comfort, joy, resilience. And for us, it sort of reflects the chapter that we're still in, that we've coped with. And turning towards art and connection and relationship and partnership to sort of move forward with that. When Black Rock first had the opportunity to see City Dance Conservatory perform in this space, we were moved and just struck how these young people are actually moving pieces of visual art, and to combine them with this work in this moment in an exhibition that was sort of created by Tori for the space, and see these dancers become a part, it is an opportunity to be resilient and say, we are moving forward. And these dancers have coped with dark and challenging moments and found beauty. And arts organizations and artists and dancers have found how to carry on and move forward despite the darkness of this chapter. So we're elated to be able to finally share it with the public, and we're open. We want you to come see it. We invite people without dance experience or art experience to come in and move in the fabric and sort of self-discover.
Awesome. Well, Juxtapositions runs, I know it runs now through February 26th at Black Rock Center for the Arts in Germantown. Before we run, bigger picture it for me. You know, when was Black Rock Center for the Arts founded? Where exactly is it located, if folks, you know, if folks have driven through Germantown but don't have never actually been to Black Rock?
You are missing out if you have never been to Black Rock. We are on the verge of our 20th anniversary, and the space was designed as a multi-purpose cultural arts center. And we are the only thing like it in Up County. We have three stages, classrooms, two art galleries, a gorgeous rooftop terrace, a stunning lobby, and we host, you know, performances and community events, Hispanic heritage. We're on the verge of planning our Juneteenth celebration. And so we like to think of ourselves as the hub, the cultural hub of the Up County. And we want everyone to feel at home, whether or not it's taking a class or enjoying a performance or hosting a party. And it's been an interesting chapter, but we are open and we are moving forward. And we've got two gorgeous exhibitions open right now, photography in our gallery two, and we've got Tori, as you know, in our K gallery, and classes are opening in a couple of weeks.
Real quick. So yeah, we focused mostly on Tori's, you know, Juxtapositions exhibit, but you said there's a second one available, I guess now through February 26th as well, the photography exhibit. Explain what that is.
So it's pretty incredible. Stuart Diekmeyer, and it's the curiosity of scale. And what he has done in that work is taken a lens, a microscopic lens, and captured these very small moments, whether or not it's a drop of water or an insect or another organic living thing, and blown it up. So you really get a chance to explore sort of a bug's life, if you will. And it's absolutely stunning. Black Rock, thanks to the SVOG grant funding, is under some renovations, which on the verge of our 20th anniversary is welcome. And in the new space with new floors and new paint, Stuart's work is absolutely stunning. We've got lots of lovely coffee shops and Topgolf and restaurants. We invite you to grab a coffee and come in and explore the space and enjoy.
Great. And then I guess just sort of to wrap it up, you mentioned the winter classes. They start on January 17th. So explain what's the deal with the classes? Did you partner with a lot of, Imagination Stage, local places, you know, explain.
So we postponed a little bit by 2 weeks. The majority of our classes are starting on January 31st. Students from age two all the way up to 99 or 105 have the opportunity to take dance, music, visual art, or drama courses at Black Rock Center for the Arts. So yes, we partner with some of the most talented arts organizations and teaching artists in the area, and you can study private guitar or you can take a step workshop. We have got a variety of virtual opportunities from music lessons to watercolor painting. And so there's a little something for everybody at every age. So I invite you to come to our website and check it out. We also have camps that are launching for summer 2022, a performing arts camp where students sort of take the script to the stage and get to experience the entire production experience, including the sets. Arts rotations where they get to explore each discipline, which is ideal for kids who haven't sort of honed in on a specialized area yet. And so those are up and running as well and on sale. You can learn more about those on our website.
Sounds great. And plug the website. What's the website?
BlackRockCenter.org.
Sounds great. Well, thank you all three of you for joining us. I really appreciate it. Again, come check out the Juxtapositions mixed media installation from Tori now through February 26th. And also you get the City Dance Conservatory in there, and then check out the photography exhibit as well and the winter classes. So much to check out. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. We'll talk to you later. See you.
All right.